This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everyone, this is Axelrod Alex. Unfortunately, due to some network difficulties, this hour of Auto World is a replay.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
This hour of Auto World is a replay from a previous date.
Thank you. Good to have you along. Welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio. Riding shotgun with me. Thanks. I had the door open there for quite some time, and you climbed in. I appreciate it, folks. Make sure your driving gloves are on. We are going to really, well, 10 and 2 on the steering wheel, if you would, please, because there are so many things we're going to get to here on this hour of Auto World that not only we're going to get to your emails, of course, I will take your emails live, and we also here to the left of me right over here, Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of. He's in the studio with the bag. Yes, it looks like a Santa Claus bag. We need to make a new bag there, Eddie, and maybe do like a quilt, you know, with the car pictures and stuff. Oh, yeah, anyway. We've got the email bag. We're going to dive into that a little bit later here on Auto World. Of course, I like to do that because those emails help all of us. You're not the only one that might have a question, a smell, a noise, something going tick, 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 or knock, knock, knock on your, or in your vehicle. What's the best, easiest way to wax my car? Do I wax it with a machine, or do I wax it with my hand? What's the best applicator? See, all those kind of questions like that. Do I, or don't I, wax those headlight lenses, Mark? See, things like that. Most simplest little things. We are in the warm climate right now, as you know. I hope your air conditioning's working. If not, I can help. That's why we're here. I'm sitting behind the silver microphone, as always, throughout my life since 1992, way back in the day, to, well, help you with your automobiles and get you down the road of saving you money when it comes into you wanting to know and understand why the automotive repair shop, the detail shop, the transmission shop, the brake shop, the tire shop, there's the body shop. Yeah. You go in to get new wheels for your car, you want some putting the jewelry on there and getting rid of the stock looking, ugly looking things, and you're emailing me questions about what's a good brand to put on. Does it really matter what brand of wheel you put on? You know, questions like that. Well, it does. I always look at aftermarket products, folks, that you might want to put on your car or your truck, including the radio. Radios cost money today. Your sound deck, we could call it. It's called accessories. The row bar, the seat cover, the steering wheel cover, the stereo, the wheels. Even aftermarket shocks, front and rear. A person can spend thousands of dollars on accessories into their automobile. There's nothing wrong with it. But as an insurance adjuster, also, by the way, adjusting damage to automobiles, that, in fact, started that business a long, long time ago. I've kind of slowed out of that business, of course, not doing adjustments on body damage at all, but did it for many, many years. Just want to kind of give you an Auto World tip right off the bat here is that, in fact, these accessories that you're spending all this money on, hey, that's great. Absolutely. Does it up the value of your automobile? You know, you go out and you say, hey, I want to put some Foose wheels on my ride. Hey, I want to put, you know, it's a brand that is worthy of their money they're charging you. Does it up the price or retail value of your automobile? It really does. You might stand out a little bit more than the other person down the road that's trying to sell you an automobile, the same automobile to the same buyer. Here's one right here right now. Here's a Toyota 1997 Toyota Land Cruiser. It's an HDJ80VX turbo diesel 5-speed that sold. Well, it sold for $80,000. That's right, 1997 Toyota Land Cruiser sold for $80,000. I wonder why. My whole point is you need to make a call to your insurance agent. Yeah, that's right, your insurance agent. Does your insurance cover those accessories, the aftermarket goodies that you've put on your ride? And so as an insurance adjuster, I go out, you get, you know, and meet someone by accident. We go out, we write up a sheet, we get up the numbers up there to get your vehicle back up to operating like kind in quality, like it was. No more damage, no more dents, just painted and looking pretty. Or it costs more to fix it, again, than what the vehicle's worth, and I have to total it out. And the insurance company then has to write you a check for the market value that I've come up with, and that's what your check is, so you can go out and buy like, kind, and quality again. But you do not want to hear this. You do not want to hear the insurance adjuster tell you, and or your insurance agent tell you, oh, by the way, the insurance adjuster is going to say, oh, by the way, your 1997 Toyota Land Cruiser, here's a check for $15,000, when in fact you believe it's worth $80,000. Like the one here I just mentioned that sold for $80,000. You only get a check for $15,000, but you've got $25,000 worth of accessories and goodies on it. You never called your insurance agent to get those covered. It's not a lot of money extra per month, you know, or annual, to get all those goodies, those accessories, and aftermarket wheels covered, and running boards, and row bars, and, you know, the extra lights you put on the front, whatever you might, the stereo, the radio, you know, etc. The different seats you put in it. So call your insurance agent and make sure that, in fact, you've got those covered, because that's the last thing an insurance adjuster wants to tell you, is that here's your check for $15,000 when your vehicle's worth $80,000. Now, it's time, we're talking about values, let's get to it. Let's get to, in fact, I have got for you some of the BAT, it's a BAT wrap-up. What's a BAT wrap-up, you say? BAT, bring a trailer auction. Yes, here's a little wrap-up. Not only did that 1987 Toyota Land Cruiser sell for $80,000, but how about, have you ever had a 1994 Porsche 928 with a 5-speed in it? Well, this one had 38,000 miles on it. It sold for $163,928. How about that 2000 Honda S2000? Well, this one sold for $81,000. Oh, yeah. How about a 1931 Marmon 16 convertible sedan? Well, it was built by LeBaron. It sold for $650,000. One thing about it, you know, I'm a believer, and I really do. I've got a disease that, in fact, I do not like to see and hear vehicles sitting in a barn not being used and or being taken care of, or you know, a caretaker's not there to take care of them. And I've saved a few cars, and through radio, here a lot of you have contacted me and said, hey, we've got this and got that. We would really like you to save it. And I do welcome that, absolutely. I love saving automobiles. And I'm not out to sell them. I'm out to save them, keep them, and share them with friends, relatives, you, of course, clients, everybody, to see the history of the automobile. You know, and it's kind of shocking to me. Here's a 1995 Audi RS2 that sold for $103,000. It's a four-door station wagon, red in color. You might have something like this, and you might be wanting to sell it and be done with it. It might be out in the back field, might need a lot of auto repair. Well, you know, you found your guy right here. Okay, now it's time. I wanted to let everyone know that we've extended, because of the weekend that we're in, we're going to extend it one more weekend. And so next weekend, we're going to give out the grand prize. And, of course, a lot of gifts from our sponsors for the brand name game. So the brand name game, we're going to extend that for next weekend. So please go around your car, count up how many times you read your brand and your model on your automobile, send it in to us, and share it with us. And I've got one here. After this first break, we're going to come back. Phil from, Florida. He's out of Florida. Brand new Auto World affiliate. We're going to share how many times he's counted his brand on his car. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for listening. Get a little treat, maybe an M&M's, huh? We'll be right back.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on.
This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider.
You might see it just doesn't matter what it costs. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. Good to have you along. Well, you know, have you ever thought about, well, if you don't take the offer, you're done? Well, sometimes that might happen to you with the word work, your work. They offer you a dollar amount, your benefits and all, and you say, I don't want that. Well, that's the only offer you get. Take it. Well, guess what? In our auto world today, Buick offers buyouts to U.S. dealers wanting to avoid EV investment, folks. We are living history every day. That's right. Buick is going to reintroduce the Electra name as it moves into an all-electric lineup by 2030. Buick, the brand, of course, will make an offer to buy out any of its U.S. dealers that do not wish to make the necessary infrastructure investments needed to make the switch. That's right. If any of the Buick's 1,963 franchise dealers take the offer, they give up the right to sell Buicks. Given that only 13 Buick stores are standalone entries, by the way, most dealers would still sell other General Motors products, but they would be avoiding the brand name Buick. That's right. The Buick dealers don't take the buyout. They are required, folks, to carry out store upgrades, including, you know, charging stations for EVs. Yeah, well, that which would be a requirement, a significant outlay, of course, of money. Of course, the cost, is, according to Buick, is going to be about around $200,000 to $300,000 range just to get those upgrades. So they've come down the line. Not everybody's going to be doing it. We're going to be losing some of the Buicks, the Buick dealerships, because of it. The Cadillac, we don't know, of course, at this time. Buick does not know how many Buick dealers will opt out for the voluntary program. Several hundred of the General Motors Cadillacs dealers were phased out, as you know. You might find in your city there, the Cadillac's not around. They were phased out as a result of the similar buyout type of program that Buick's doing. It was completed this last year for Cadillac, reducing Cadillac's United States dealer network by roughly one-third, with offers that ranged from $300,000 to $500,000 for the Cadillac branding. So, like they say, I guess if you don't take our offer, you're done. Here's a little fun fact for you for the Buick. Buick sold about 48,075 vehicles. That's 48,075 vehicles in the first 6 months of 2022, down from 111,711. That's 111,711 during the same period of 2021. Uh-oh. That's pretty clear that some dealers will go for the cash. Buick's 2022 volume averages out to a little more than, well, two cars per month. That's in China. Buick sold 128,300 units in the second quarter of 2022. They're over there. So, yeah, you know what this means. It means it's gradually, maybe Buick might be going hasta la vista, baby. Here's a little trivia for us. Back in 1948, the first torque converter type automatic transmission that was probably in the Buick, yes it was, offered in an all-American car was introduced by, who else? Buick! Yes, back in 1948, the very first torque converter type automatic transmission. Thank you, Buick. Buick calls the new system Dynaflow and puts it in its Roadmaster models. I salute you, Buick. Hopefully the folks at Buick that are building them will take a vacation. Talking about vacation, let's give you some trivia on vacation. Vacation, really, what is it? Some of you might understand your vacation, but really, the word vacation, that name vacation is an American English name, vacation, or holiday for the British English, folks. It's either a leave of absence from a regular job or, of course, an instance of leisure travel away from home or away from people. people often take a vacation during holiday observance, as we all know, festivals, and or celebrations. Vacations are often spent with friends or family, as we all know, or right here listening to Auto World. I appreciate it. Thank you. A concept of taking a vacation is a recent invitation for all of us to go do at any time. Please do. It was developed through the last two centuries, of course. The ideal travel for recreation was a luxury that not very many people could do. Only wealthy people could do a vacation, because a vacation is taking time off. I recommend all of us take time off, even if you take maybe an hour off. Call it vacation. And with that, I've got something for you right now. Let's do it. Vacation, please do. Not right now. Not only this hour, but next hour of Auto World. Thank you. Appreciate it. Take some time off for yourself, even if you just pop the bonnet or the hood of your car and just take a vacation and look underneath there and make sure that it's okay and going to run good for your vacation. Check the air in the tires, of course. Put a bottle of fuel injector cleaner in the fuel tank and make it happen. Absolutely. Make sure it's good to go on those trips and not take a little vacation. You know, vacation really doesn't have to cost a lot of money. When we come back, California's banned. What's this all about? Something's on the bandwagon with California. Who? We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A gunfight erupted in Upper Manhattan Saturday evening after a driver jumped a curb and ran down a man with his car. Two men were walking in Washington Heights when a vehicle suddenly jumped the curb and plowed into one of them, according to police. The driver of the car jumped out of his vehicle and began shooting at the man he had just hit while he was on the ground, cops said. Police in the area later took the driver into custody and recovered the firearm. A longtime Wendy's employee with Down syndrome was allegedly fired from his job in North Carolina with no notice, and his angry sister claims management told her it was because he couldn't do the job like a normal person. Dennis Peake, 51, had worked for the Wendy's location in Stanley, North Carolina, about 30 minutes outside Charlotte, for more than 20 years. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Road 66.
Well, as you folks all know, this was like a week ago. A couple things here that happened with the state of California. Of course, California's lead is eventually they're banning all the sale of the new gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. That's ICE, internal combustion engines. And that means no new gas engines will be sold. And they're all going electric. And of course, how ironic, as you might have heard, maybe didn't hear, but you're going to hear it right now. As in fact, this last week they said, oh, we're having brownout and blackouts in our state. And please, you folks, do not plug in electrical items like EVs. How ironic, huh? Yeah. We're having problems with power in California, as you all know. And so, no more gas engines, no more diesel, internal combustion engines. But at the same token, we can't plug our EVs in? I'd love to hear your opinion. 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That keyboard in front of you on that computer, on that cell phone, light it on fire. Make it sound like two woodpeckers are on that keyboard. I'd like to hear from you. What's your opinion of this? Now, Washington State to adopt California's ban of new gas-powered vehicles by 2030. Washington State has upped the ante by 5 years. Yes, Washington State announced that this last week it will be following California's lead to eventually ban of all sales of new gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. But they're doing it by 2030. California made national news, as you all know, by August. It was August 25th was the date when they announced it. And California Air Resources Board, that's CARB for short, C-A-R-B. You can still drive your old car that has gas or diesel, but by 2035, no more. Zip, zero. ICE engines, you're done. ICE, internal combustion engines, you're done. Now, Washington's on ban. Virginia's on ban now. They're going along right with it. Washington, the state of Washington, intends on starting its own gradual ban on new ICE vehicles in the next 4 months. Actually, that's how soon they're going to be doing it. The end goal of having all new car sales with zero carbon emissions by 2030. Washington State has jumped on. The state of Massachusetts also says it will be following California-style emissions and the regulations that California has by selling new fossil no fossil fuel powered vehicles by 2035. So here we are. What's your opinion? I know all of us, we're nationwide here, coast to coast. I'm very proud to say that, and that means that we have people power here, folks, and that means people power means that your attitude, your personality, your thoughts mean a lot. I know that, you know, it's amazing to give you that news, meaning it's not amazing, it's just new, it's, you know, things are changing as they have for many, many years. In fact, a little trivia on this. Before the growth of the car industry, over 15,000 horses were left to rot on the streets of New York every year. Therefore, automobiles were welcoming as an environmental friendly product. 15,000 horses were left to rot on the streets of New York every year because automobiles came to be. So as we live and as we go on, what will happen to ICE, internal combustion engines, cars? I know we have I'm in Boise, Idaho, broadcasting in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, and I do know there's a gentleman not too far away from me that, in fact, I probably will, if he honors it, get him behind the microphone, and we're going to interview him because what he's doing is taking, and he's buried, folks. He's buried. He's an automotive repair mechanic technician in the electrical side, EV side. What he's doing is he's taking your automobile that has the internal combustion engine in it. He's got quite a few over there, and they're older vehicles. These folks have got, he's got a bunch of 70s, 60s and 70s over there, you know, that have gas engines in them. And he's pulling those gas engines out with those transmissions, of course, and he's putting in, literally mounting an electric motor in underneath the hood where the gas internal combustion engine is, and he's turning them all EV. And it's quite interesting. He had in our local, it's called Boise Roadster Show, our local automotive, you know, car show that was held in our expo building here in Boise, Idaho. He had to, that was the very first vehicle that the people, all of us, when we walked in the gates outside, you go into the building, of course, for the expo, the car show, but outside of this building, it was the very first vehicle you did see was a 59 Chevrolet pickup, half-ton step side, with the hood open. And it had a lot of patina on it. What that is rust. The paint's faded out. There's rust in it. There's daylight through some of the spots because there's no metal. It's rusted completely through. It was lowered a little bit, but no fancy wheels or anything on it. It looked like an old farm truck that's been sitting out in the farm forever. That's what patina is. And you know, I noticed, I walked over to it, but I noticed as I stood back for quite some time, they asked me to come down and get behind the microphone on our local station, News Talk, KBYAM 670 and 93.1, which I did with the program director, Nate, and we had a good time talking about the car show and what's going on there and all that, and had a great time. But before I went in to do that, I sat back and I stood back, actually, and watched. The people walked right by it. They classified that, in my opinion, as an old junk farm truck. This gentleman retrofits electric EV motors and batteries to make them run in older vehicles. And that this the batteries were, he did a very clean job, was in the old, the pickup box, toolbox, you know, that opens up from both sides. He put the batteries in that and did a very fine, and this is what he's doing. But people walk by there. And I had fun. I walked over, took some photos and all. I stood there and I hollered at a couple that were walking by. They didn't care because it's an old farm truck. I said, hey, come on over here and take a look at this. Why? I said, well, come take a look. They got closer and they didn't see an engine. They got up and close and he says, where's the engine? Right there. The little electric motor right in the center. Way down where the transmission used to sit. So we had a good laugh. But this gentleman's doing that, so he's converting gas and diesel vehicles over, and he's buried. So this might be the new times, huh? Maybe we won't want to, or we're not going to buy an EV, but we just have ours converted over, huh? Talking about converting over, well, final call. Yep, Dodge builds Buzz. That's right, Dodge is building a Buzz around the return of the Charger Super B. Oh, yeah. Head on over to our Facebook page. Mark Evans is the address. My name, Auto World Radio, is another one. We've got two pictures up. One of the old Super Bs. Oh, yeah. And, of course, the new one. Plum Crazy Purple. Yep. Last call. Dodge prepares to let it all hang out. The familiar muscle cars as we know them today. They have 7 models that they're going to do last call on. It's rolling out a new series of limited edition packages, and the second of 7 last call models has made its debut, and one is Super B. It gets an exterior graphic on the hood, and of course on the back scoop where the rear fenders are, the quarter panels, of course. Yeah, that says Super B. It's got the little Super B logo on there. Pretty cool. Yep, the special edition 2023 Dodge Charger Super B. Once again, folks, offers a Dodge vehicle. Very unique, equally at home on the street and or on the drag strip, as you all know. What's it going to be? Uh-huh. EV. They're coming in 2024, I understand. About the end of 2023, so keep your eyes on it. Would you rather have the old Super B or the new Super B? Good question. 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints, not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hour.
Welcome back. Good to have you here, folks.
Dark chocolate M&Ms. They're the best from the Mars Company.
That kind of keeps you going, you know, when you're sitting back and you're on the road on your vacation. Just don't eat too many of them. You're 10 and 2 with your hands on the steering wheel. Start shaking. Hey, it's time to get to the email bag. Let's do it. God, I almost fell into the bag. It's so big. Thank you, Eddie the engine emailer. He takes care of my emails here and your emails. Thank you. Appreciate that, Eddie the emailer. Eddie the engine emailer. Okay, folks, email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio, that's one word, at yahoo.com. I welcome your emails throughout all week long, and along as we are here live also from the Auto World Plaza, broadcasting from Boise, Idaho, on all our great Auto World affiliates, coast to coast, and gcnlive.com. Now, with that said, let's, before I get to this email, and I can read it here. If you do not want me to read it live on the air, just say no, don't. But I always help you, and I always have a gift, little gift package for all, each and every one of you. Also, I just want to let you know, too, on the third hour, if you do not get the third hour of Auto World, and you'd like to climb on over there, and we'd look forward to seeing you over on the third hour. For example, I've got on the third hour this Tesla owner that... He implanted something in his hand. We're going to talk a little bit about that on the third hour. And also, it is official. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Selling of a hydrogen car. Who did it and why are they doing it and all that. That's coming up on the third hour. But how to get there, if you are the radio station you're listening to on us right now does not take the third hour, just go to GCN Live, GCNLive.com, and look for Auto World. You'll see me there behind the silver microphone. Good to have you. Okay, now let's get here to help. Looks like... Hank, okay. Hey, Mr. Auto World, love your show. Thanks, Hank. Appreciate that. You can read this on the air. Thank you. And I am. I've been driving for about 50 years now. Have gone through probably 25 vehicles. I'm tired. He says, I'm tired of the maintenance game and considering an EV now. My question for you, Mark, do you like one brand of EV over another? Thanks, Mark.
Love Auto World, Hank, in Truckee, Nevada. Well, Hank, thank you. Hey, it's good to be with you there in Truckee. Hi, everybody in Truckee, Nevada. Truckee is, I believe, southwest, I believe, of Reno on our Great Auto World affiliate there. Okay, let's do a shout out to Great Auto World affiliate, KNNR AM 1400. Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Sun Valley, and of course Truckee. Awesome. There's our shout out horn. Oh yeah. Thanks, Hank. Appreciate it. Truckee. Beautiful highway, by the way. Not in the winter, but this summer in good weather. Beautiful Truckee, I believe, is the road, if I'm not mistaken, to go to Lake Tahoe. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Hank. Yeah, good question. Great question. I get that question a lot more anymore in my life, and there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people are thinking that right now. Do I or do I not give up the maintenance game, the oil changes, and the buying the gasoline and the serpentine belts and the alternator and the starter? Do I need to replace that injector, gas fuel injector anymore? No. I mean, I could go on forever here because there is a lot of parts and pieces to an engine. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe there's in just a common everyday two-door car, there's like 32,000 parts, and so you're going to eliminate a lot of those parts by buying an EV. And yeah, that's a good question, Hank, about which one do I like the best. As we all know, Tesla was probably one of the first ones out of the box here in our generation. There's a lot of brands. I've announced that here, talked a lot about it here on Auto World. I could go on forever because, you know, there's 40. I believe we did that last week. I think there's 40 total EV brands. We do not know if they're all going to make it or not through the future of all of our lives. But that's quite a few. That's a pretty good sized number. So what brand? I mean, I would wait, Hank. I really would. I'd wait a little bit longer if you're going to go EV. You know, you've got the Tesla and you've got the Nissan available. Chevy's out there now. You've got Ford out there now. It just goes Dodge. I mean, there's going to be more and more, Hank, of brands coming your way. And when I say wait, and this goes out, shout out to all of you, you know, you can wait. If you've got a gas-powered or a diesel-powered vehicle, it's rocking and rolling for you now. Wait, because what happens is, the best way for me to say it, is that we are all, including yours truly, guinea pigs when it comes to automobiles and trucks, meaning that the car manufacturers, yes, they do R&D. The testing and the test tracks are being used to drive the cars and the trucks and all this, and they've been many, many, many years of testing and all. But they put them out there, and then we buy them. And when we buy them, then we find out this or that. And when I'm saying this or that is good or bad, the bads with the goods with the bads. And, you know, as you know, we do recalls here in Auto World. So this means that if you just wait a little bit longer, you'll probably have more reports out, Hank, concerning the goods and the bads about that brand and that model. And don't take the hearsay, I call it, from maybe your neighbor or your friend that does not have one. Get down and dirty, get to the nuts and the bolts of the story, and get on the internet. Consumer Reports is a good one that you can use to check in and go underneath the hood. You know, we as media people, we get new cars to test drive, and we test drive and we tell them this and that, goods and the bads, etc. But the longer they're out there, the more they are being sold, the more we all are buying them, the more we all report. And please do report, folks. Even if it's a gas or a diesel vehicle, report your problems to the dealer. Don't scream at them, but let them know that, hey, this is the third time that this is broke. You guys need to tell the manufacturer. This is how the recalls come to be. And we all not only want to be safe in our cars and have the good safety equipment, we also want that. In fact, I call everything a safety device, because if your car stalls, it's going to die, and the person behind you might meet you by accident by, you know, kissing you on the rear end there. So report it. So the longer you wait, Hank, the more brands are coming out your way. I really do believe, as from all the news and everything that's coming in, and I, you know, reading and memorizing it and sticking it in my head and living it, I really do believe that the 2024 year is going to be the year that there's going to be so many brands and models to pick from and choose from, and yes, people from here today all the way up to the end of 2024 and going into 2025, there's going to be a lot of EVs sold, and we're going to finally find the cream of the crop. But really, truthfully, Tesla right now maybe might be the one if you need one now. Why? Because there's a ton of them on the road. There is. There really is a lot of Teslas. In fact, one of our charter members, Trey, listening to us in Southern Illinois. Hi, Trey. He's got one, and I've just heard great reviews from him. So, yeah, why not? They've got a lot out there. I know that we have a Tesla dealer here in Boise, Idaho, where I am. And I see charging stations run off solar power, fenced in, barbed wired, not plugged into any other type of grid. I ran into one, and I actually have pictures of it out there in Moab Desert area, Utah, on one of my trips, where the Tesla folks can back in. And I know that Elon Musk owns a solar company, and I guess he's putting his solar panels out there to let the sun give you electrical power for his Teslas in those plug-in stations. So maybe that's the one for you, Hank, at this time. But if you wait, you're going to have a lot more coming your way. Absolutely. Thanks, Hank. I appreciate it. Listening to us on KNNR AM 1400 in Truckee, Nevada. Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody out there in Reno, too. Good to have you along. Thanks, Hank. Send me an email address. Just email it over, and I'll get a gift package out to you, Hank, at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Thanks, everybody, for joining me. Drive safe and motor on. We'll see you the third hour. GCNLive.com.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.